I have prepared myself for a certain text, but is there a text? There must be a text, no? Well, let's do like this. We'll just chant this here. Stena, Sura. Yeah, it's not there. You have to chant it from hearing. Po Mitra Dru Brahma Guru Talpaka Stri Raja Pitri Gohanta Ye Cha Patakino Pare Sarvesha Apyagavata Idam Eva Suniskrita Nama Vyaharanam Vishnu Yatas Ta Vishaya Mati. Niskrite Uditaya Brahmavadibis Tata Vishuddhyati Agavan Vratadibi Yata Hare Nama Adaya Udaritais Tad Uttama Shloka Gunopalambakam. Yes, it is good for us, this pure vibrations of the ancient Shastras is very good for us. So we will now give the translation to 6.2 text 11. Maybe our translators need to find it on the mobile phone or something so that they can better translate. 6.2.11 translation. By following the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies or undergoing atonement, sinful men do not become as purified as by chanting once the holy name of Lord Hari. Although ritualistic atonement may free one from sinful reactions, it does not awaken devotional service, unlike the chanting of the Lord's names, which reminds one of the Lord's fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. Yeah. See, the idea is here that Ajamil had followed Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. He had undergone atonement. He had followed, in other words, strictly his religious culture. But that did not help him to become purified from material desires. And these desires were there in a suppressed form. But then when there was when he saw in the forest a scene which was clearly lustful, these suppressed desires came to the surface again, and he followed a whole life. His whole life he was engaged in trying to satisfy these material desires. This is a very good analogy for our own lives. We have also adopted a certain culture, the culture of Krishna consciousness. It has, we eat pure foods, we getting up, showering in the morning, we observe days like this one, Ekadasi. We are following so many things which are there in this culture. No? We take on a new name, we abstain from certain activities. But the question for us also is, what is about our material desires? Are they just suppressed and weighed? It seems the human being is somewhere suspended between his nature and the adopted culture. And there is often some tension between the two. My culture says I must do it like this, but I have a nature, and that nature is not satisfied in this culture. We are looking for something outside the culture, some entertainment maybe, some inspirations maybe, some way of life maybe, or that's a quite harmless thing, but there is other things. Our material physical natures are not satisfied with the food which we get here. They are not satisfied with our rules and regulations, and they feel uncomfortable. So we are in tension, in inner tension between our culture and our nature, like Ajamil was. And his nature won the struggle. For 80 years, when he was 80, what was he? When he was 88, he again had a child. It was Narayan. Very lusty man, no? This verse says, these ritualistic atonements, they don't free you from sinful reaction. They don't awaken bhakti in the heart. But the chanting of the Lord's name, which that reminds us immediately of Krishna, because fame, qualities, attributes, pastimes, and paraphernalia. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that the chanting of the holy name of the Lord has special significance that distinguishes it from the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies of atonement for severe, more severe or most severe sinful actions. And Prabhupada says that there are 20 types of religious scriptures called Dharma Shastras, beginning with what? Can you imagine? Manu Samhita, yes, and Parashara Samhita. But herein it is stressed that although one may become free from the reactions of the most sinful activities by following the religious principles of these scriptures, this cannot promote a sinful man to the stage of loving service to the Lord. On the other hand, chanting the holy name of the Lord even once not only releases one immediately from the reactions of the greatest sins, but it also raises one through the platform of rendering loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's described as Uttama Shloka because he's famous for his glorious activities. Thus one serves the Lord by remembering his form, his attributes and pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that this is all possible simply by chanting the Lord's holy name because of the Lord's omnipotence. What cannot be achieved through the performance of Vedic rituals can be easily achieved through the chanting of the Lord's holy name. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy like Advaita Singha and his team yesterday. To chant the holy name and dance in ecstasy is so easy and sublime that one can achieve all the benefits of spiritual life simply by following this process. Yes. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declares, please, Oh Krishna, old age is coming. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Please say, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. Once again, Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtan. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan movement we have started offers the best process for becoming purified of all sinful reactions and coming immediately to the platform of spiritual life. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Bhutale Devate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Pramani Vajayane Nivishesha Sunyamani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We forgot one very important mantra. Jayatam Sodato Pango Mama Manda Mate Gati Matsarvasva Badam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano. Günther, darf ich dich vielleicht bitten, das Fenster so nicht so nur kippmäßig, sondern so richtig Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. My dear devotees, after this yagya or this great chanting for a few days, I don't want to talk much about difficult philosophy, but I want to more speak from the heart. If we think very carefully about our spiritual life, we must come to the conclusion that it is not always easy to overcome the different obstacles in our lives simply by our own efforts. We need help. And when the help of Lord Krishna is there, then everything is very, very, very easy. Now, this chanting of the holy name is so nice because it immediately, we address Krishna and Krishna immediately answers. He takes note of this when we chant make an effort to chant. There is a verse by the Bhagavat in the Bhagavatam which has always answered a question for me. That is, what does Krishna really think when we chant like this? And the verse is, it's the previous verse. It's 6:2, verse 10, 6 chapters, 2nd, sorry, 6th canto, 7th, 2nd chapter, verse 10. It says, simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, sinful persons may attract the attention of the Supreme Lord, who therefore thinks in his heart, Krishna thinks in his heart, because this man or this woman has chanted my holy name, my duty is now to give him protection. This reveals the heart of the Lord. The heart of the Lord is very, as Devadama would say, soft. It's extremely soft. No? In English we would say soft, but in Bengali we would say soft. It's so soft. We say in English, he has a soft spot in his heart. Have you heard this? A soft spot means here is something where he becomes moved, where he becomes very much inclined, where he is very loving and very favorable. And there is one Sanskrit verse which says, the Lord's soft spot is that he just likes when someone praises him. Prabhupada says, we in this world, this tendency is coming from the Lord. No? When we praise someone in this world, we say, Paramatma Krishna, you did such nice service in arranging the Kirtan Mela. Paramatma Krishna, who is strong like the Himalayan mountains, may all of a sudden develop a soft inclination and smile even at us, although he rarely smiles. This soft spot means that there is something which can move our hearts. Now, this tendency to like if someone praises us, that comes originally from Krishna. In our case, well, it is not always a pure tendency. It may, when we like it, it may be because we are hankering after labha and after pratishta, after to be recognized by others and etc. We conditioned souls may have this Paramatma Krishna Prabhu doesn't have this, but I'm saying now in general, the conditioned soul may like if someone praises my name and fame and glories, and it may not always be pure. But in Krishna's case, it's absolutely pure. When Krishna is surrounded by many devotees in Vrindavan, the cowherd boys who glorify Lord Krishna, and they may glorify his dress, they may glorify his pastimes of defeating Kaliya and Bakasura and all these demons, and some may glorify him for his flute playing. Your flute playing is very musical. It's very much musically very interesting. They may glorify like this. Krishna becomes very, very happy. This is Krishna's personal thing. It is absolutely pure. It's not that he is insecure and therefore he needs glorification or so. No. It's a soft spot in our Lord, which is absolutely transcendental and pure. Not like that of a conditioned soul. And then when the Lord hears this, he in his heart he thinks, because this person has chanted my holy name, my duty now is to give him protection. Srila Swami comments a little bit. He says, I feel now he's my family. He belongs to my family. And I very, very happily take care of him. You know? Krishna speaks about this personally to Arjuna. He says, Arjuna, you must know, I personally carry to my devotees what they need, and I protect that which they have. In other words, the attention of Krishna falls on someone who chants his holy name. Now, if that person who chants the holy name now does something else, then the attention of Krishna is totally with him. Do you want to know the secret about our Lord? The second thing which absolutely charms Krishna is if someone engages in the service of the Vaishnavas, chanting, that's the first thing. And the second thing is, if you make it a point, I want to serve those who are dear to my Lord. And there's a very nice little illustration in a book which glorifies Vaishnavas. It's called Bhaktamala. It is written by Nabhadas and commented by one Priyadas, who is a Gaudiya Vaishnava, a worshipper of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Wonderful book. And it describes one Vaishnava, Trilochan was his name, who one day met with his wife and said, Devi, sit here, I need to speak what is in my heart now to you. I want to serve the Vaishnavas. I have come to the conclusion that our Lord, by reading the scripture, our Lord likes if we serve the Vaishnavas. And we are only two. We need someone who really can arrange things on a big level. An assistant, a servant, we need. And his wife said, but yes, that's a nice idea, but we are very poor. But Trilochana said, yes, we are a little poor, but My desire to serve the Vaishnava is so great. Vaishnavas is so great. Somehow, it will manifest. Don't worry. So, what do we do? Well, I will go and try to get some groceries. Some groceries means, you know, uncooked food, some grains, water, maybe a little ghee, little. And then we should serve the Vaishnavas by giving them a meal. And we need someone who assists us. So the next day, one man came and said, "My name is Antayami. Antayami Krishna." We once had a devotee who had this name, a very nice devotee from the Turkish background, Antayami Krishna, I remember. "My name is Antayami Krishna, and I'm looking for service." "Oh," said Trilochana, "you look strongly built. You are our man. You can you cook?" "Yes, I can cook very nicely. Can you also distribute prasadam to hundreds of Vaishnavas?" "I'm very excellent in this. This is what I like to do." "Good," said Trilochana, "I will take you as my servant. What do you want?" Oh, "Nothing. I don't need money," said Antayami Krishna, "but I need food. Every day, please cook 5 to 6 kg of rice." That's a lot, you know. 5 to 6 kg, you know, grain, just the grain. That's even the man with the stomach cannot eat so much. So it's really a lot. Trilochana, 5 to 6 kg. "Yes, I require, I have good digestion." And "you should never question why I need so much. This is my condition." Trilochana, "Well, let's try for 1 week, if you are a good servant. But then when you are permanently hired." So his wife said, "So much he wants to eat? No problem, don't question. Let us just give him and let us see." So they cooked so much, and that was almost all which was there in rice when they started their project. somehow Antayami ate it, and Antayami was just first class. He cooked. He went all over the town to get groceries to serve. He washed afterwards. He cleansed the area, and soon there were really hundreds of Vaishnavas coming. And Antayami served them. He cooked and he ate every day. Big mega plate, you know, like maybe 20 Bengalis. So much he ate. Bengalis appreciate rice. Yes. So, really big quantity. Trilochan was extremely impressed. Such a good servant. He goes everywhere. He arranges everything. And now we can really fulfill our heart's desire. And this Antayami Krishna is really very nice. So this went on for a few months. So many Vaishnavas came and were served. They were served with foodstuffs. They were served with, they could sleep in a little chatta, little shady place Trilochana arranged. They took their showers and they could travel to the next holy place if they wanted to temple. So it became very well known, this place of Trilochana. And Antayami was doing, running everything. He was running the whole program, really. Now one day, the wife of Trilochana, she had to cook all this amount of food for Antayami. And her principle was, she would not take from the foodstuffs which was reserved from the for the Vaishnavas. You know, there was a cooking going on for the Vaishnavas who were served, and then there was the household kitchen. And she would not take from the food which had been given to serve Vaishnavas. That was the order of Trilochana. And as a result of cooking always so much, she became a little thin. Very thin. Thin nose, thin feet, everything very thin. And one day she came to the neighbor, and the neighbor asked, "Why are you so thin?" She said, "The servant Antayami eats like an elephant. And then there's not so much, and my husband has said, we will never take from what is to be served to the Vaishnavas." "Oh," said the lady, "why does he eat so much?" I don't know, I don't understand it myself," said the wife. She said only this much. It was not real criticism. When they came back, she came back, Antayami was gone. Trilochana had been outside at some outside program and came back, and there was no foodstuffs for the Vaishnavas. Antayami had not gone out that morning. He said, where's the prasadam? The Vaishnavas are sitting and they're waiting. The wife said, I don't know. Where is Antayami? I don't know. "Oh no," said Trilochana. "Have you asked why Antayami eats so much? I myself have not asked, but the neighbor's wife has asked. And what did you tell?" "Oh, please forgive me. I said, I don't understand why this person eats so much. It's a little bit like, you know, you may say, I don't understand why does so-and-so, why did he eat yesterday five pizzas?" You know, it's a little bit critical. But not badly. You didn't say this pig, he ate five pizzas. You know, it's not, and you didn't really say and make an offense. But you asked this question: why did he have to eat five pizzas? And there was only one for me then. Like this. "Oh," said Trilochana, "now Antayami is gone. And he will not return. Oh Antayami, oh Antayami." And he began to cry, and he went into something, because something was there with Antayami Krishna, which was divine. So one day Antayami Krishna spoke to Trilochana. "Oh, my devotee, I am the Lord of your heart, the Antayami, the Super Soul. I saw that you wanted to serve the Vaishnavas so much. And when I saw your desire to serve the Vaishnavas, my heart, which is very soft, and has a soft spot for someone who wishes to serve devotees. Told me, go there immediately and help Trilochana to do his Vaishnav Seva program like this. But I have gone. If you want, I will come again, but you will not see me in this life. You will see me again in the next life. Then I will come to you again, or you will come to me. So Trilochana from that moment was in divine and transcendental ecstasy. That servant never came, because that servant was Krishna himself, who was helping this devotee to serve. And this is the whole idea. When by these two things, chanting the holy name and serving the Vaishnavas, Krishna personally comes and helps us. There's a verse which Prabhupada has quoted very often, which tells us how Krishna helps someone who is chanting his holy name. It's in the first canto, second chapter, text number 17. I think you will like this verse. Shinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kitanaya Rityantasto Hyabatrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Everyone, please. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana Redyantasto Hyabatrani Vironoti Suretsatam. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma, Antayami, Krishna, no? The Paramatma, Super Soul, in everyone's heart, and who is the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. No? Krishna, in other words, personally comes and takes a broom in his hand and then cleanses these unfortunate, abhadrani means unfortunate, material desires from the heart. If he hears or sees his devotees appreciate hearing about him. Yeah? This is how Krishna personally comes, just like in our second example, when he sees that his devotee wants to serve other devotees, he personally makes all arrangements. I remember I had once a program here in Germany. We ran a program where we would go every weekend to one festival where young people came. It were music festivals usually, or sometimes other festivals, but mostly music festivals. And we remembered, we said, oh, my Lord, we are so poor, but we want to feed all these people who are really your devotees, who have forgotten you. Please help us. And somehow, for in every festival, we bought for 20,000 German marks at that time groceries, and we cooked them and we served them for free for the people at the festival, thinking that these are devotees of the Lord who just need a little reminder to remember it. I still cannot tell you from where the Lakshmi came. I don't know. But maybe Antayami Krishna had come and assisted. My dear devotees, if you just take this very simple thing with you, to chant Krishna's holy name and to do service to Vaishnavas, at that time Krishna's attention will fall upon you. This may give you also a good clue how you can bring your chanting to perfection. When you now you will the Kirtan Mela has ended, we will only this morning at 10 o'clock Lokanath Maharaj will sing and maybe two other devotees will sing, but that is short, and then it is, but you must now start singing yourself. Every one of you is a kirtan leader now. Every one of you must follow the footsteps of His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj and sing like that. You may think, oh, my voice is really bad, you know, really, really bad. Here comes the secret. My voice is also really bad. But what I've noticed, because I sing so much, this area has grown. It was this small when I started my kirtan. Now it's like this, maybe also because of all the prashadam which had to go through there. But it has physically, the voice is developing and growing when you sing. And Krishna helps you. Don't think I'm not a singer. This is the illusion of material civilization. They have taken the singing from the people and put it to some foolish pop stars, and they sing, and the rest hears. Krishna consciousness gives you back your singing voice. Each one of you, take your singing voice. It is there. You are gifted with it. And sing loudly, very longly, long, and dance on the tables in your home. No problem, you know. Maybe not on the tables, but, you know. This is a movement for being joyful in spiritual activities, huh? And rediscover your voice and your joyful spiritual nature. It will all come to you because Krishna helps you. And a good tip is, as you chant, just understand Krishna's attention is now on you. You know, we human beings are like this. I remember when I chant alone, and then Gaur Krishna comes in the room, then whoop, I sit properly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare, Ram Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When he is out of the room, Hare. It's a human tendency. It's not so bad, but I'm just giving an example. No, imagine God is in the room, and He sees you chanting. I have good news for you. In this Bhagavatam, it says, the law, persons can attract the attention of the Supreme Lord by simply chanting the holy name. Huh? So the Lord is there. Lord is there. He sees you, how you're doing, how you're sleeping during your japa. He sees all this. Shape up. Listen up. Sit up, my new English words. What else? Sit up, listen up, shape up. I can You get the idea, right? And to your mind, you might have to say, shut up. Let's be practical, no? So, because Krishna is there, therefore, give your best. Krishna is attentive to you. And if you want to get more of the Lord's mercy, just do something in the service of Vaishnavas. Krishna is so pleased. There are many, many scriptural references how Krishna becomes more pleased upon someone who is serving his Vaishnavas, his devotees. This is all I wanted to say today. Oh, it's already 10 minutes to 9. Is there one or two short questions? Isn't that a simple program? Can you remember? Chant, but how? Surrender, yes, that's always good. Knowing that who is with you? Do you know everything? You're at chant in a way that you understand the attention of Krishna is with me. And then what is the second part of the program? Good. It has been a long Kirtamela and we are tired. All right. So, I think I see you. Everything is clear. You seem to be. Then let us end here and quickly move over to Prashadam. 10 o'clock, we will continue in the temple room. We should try to be a little punctual because Maharaj is starting and he will go this after this to Heidelberg, I understand, to the Sunday feast. So he will just address us, give us final suggestions, wisdom, and so on, then leave, and then we will close everything. I thank you very much. I wish you a good morning, prasadam, and see you soon. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.